So pleased to welcome with us now Bernie Kosar for his regular spot. Although, Bernie, we're talking with you by phone today, but starting tomorrow you're going to join us down here in Mobile, Alabama. Really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think I'm getting ready to go for another fun week. I did it last year, and, you know, the Mobile Senior Bowl combines, obviously, but these pre-draft events are opportunities for these guys, 22, 23, 24-year-old men, to try to get into an NFL team, to make an NFL roster, to watch the way they put every ounce of energy and effort into this. And the Senior Bowl is probably one of the best ones because it's run by NFL staffs doing NFL-type plays with just about everybody from the league, scouts and coaches that are here running and assimilating NFL practices, drills, and workouts and plays, and to see what type of college kids could make the adaptation from, say, the spread offense to a more stable two-back or one-back, two-tight-end pro situation.
Right.
Fun to watch.
Yeah, it really is. Looking forward to, getting into a full week of practices, again, especially when you get down here, Bernie, and we can check those out. The other part of this, of course, is this is the day after the conference championship games, and we had a couple of incredibly entertaining ones. Really, the whole postseason, pretty entertaining. But I want to start with that Ravens-Patriots game. And, you know, just the notion that I think a lot of people thought with this Patriots team, it would just be the continuation of what they were doing, overpowering offense, and it really wasn't that. It was really a grittier game where their defense had to come through because Tom Brady wasn't typical Tom Brady yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm not sure he wasn't typical Tom Brady because of fantastic Baltimore defense. Ray Lewis, 16 years in the league, still flying around making plays like that. Nada in the middle was incredible. Ed Reed backed up his chirping with just a dominant performance by the safeties and the Baltimore front seven to completely shut down the New England wide receivers and to make it really as tough a task for the Patriot offense as they've seen all year. And you know what I ultimately, even today, the talk, focus, slow motion, every camera angle look at the Lee Evans drop or knockdown or non-catch at the end of the game before kind of missed field goal. I really think that it epitomizes the thing in the NFL about how close it is between winning and losing, success or failure, finishing a play or not finishing a play. I mean, that even after looking at that play 50 times to see when his foot, second foot, hit the ground
right
or not before the ball came out, it's just unbelievable to see how close that game came down to such a play like that.
You know, the other thing that I noticed, we don't think of the Patriots as being much of a running team, and they have the classic running back by committee, which is basically because they don't have any real single dominant player in the backfield, and they really haven't for a long time. But the success they were having running the football in the red zone, I thought, was such a big part of that game.
Yeah, and any time, again, we talked about it on the show a lot through the year, and specifically the last 2 weeks, that in January and in big games in the NFL, being physical, whether it's running the ball specifically or putting pressure on the offensive defensive line and the quarterback, it's essential. And as you get closer to score, and those defenses really make it that much harder to run, and to have success like that really, really is a tough physical thing to do and was very impressive to watch.
Bernie Kosar, former Browns quarterback, of course, is a regular here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Talking about the conference championship games, do you come away thinking that the Patriots are still sort of on that destiny ride where a lot of us maybe saw them during the course of the season, long before yesterday, and said, this is pretty much it, that they're the best of the AFC, or has your opinion at all been changed? I mean, I know the Ravens deserve a lot of credit for how they played defensively, as you pointed out, but at the end of it all, is the right team going to the Super Bowl from the AFC?
Well, at the end of the day, they won the game, okay? But there is no doubt that those are four really good football teams yesterday, and I could state a case for any two of those four teams being there. Now, fortunately, the ball bounced the right way, and the clock went the right way for the Giants, and it definitely bounced the right way and went the right way for the Patriots. So they're the two teams that are in it, but all four of those teams yesterday played good enough football to win the game. So I'm not sure definitively you could say anybody is, I think, head and shoulders better than the other right now. I have a feeling this is going to come down to game just like yesterday's games came down to, a tough game where, heck, one or two plays here and there could be the difference in success or failure.
Yeah, let's talk about this Giants team too, Bernie, because they're defined as much by their, well, at least most recently, by their defense and their pass rush, by that front four being able to get consistent pressure and do so, you know, they're able to get pressure without having to rely on blitzing and so forth. And I think that's such an important part of what their game is about, because ultimately they can play coverage. And you get a quarterback like Alex Smith who is going to struggle, I think, when it's up to him to kind of carry things. And that's really what this was yesterday. And the Giant team, although I don't want to take anything away from him, he delivered some key throws when he had to, but ultimately there was quite a bit of quite a bit of the pressure that they brought that I think was working, pressure being brought with coverage being played that was working to the Giants' benefit.
Well, both teams in that game showed phenomenal defensive line pressure by able to get good, solid, aggressive pressure on both quarterbacks, rushing four and five guys, and then doing a nice job in coverage. You know, the amazing stuff with technology and cameras today, I really don't think did justice to how miserable the conditions were at Candlestick Park yesterday, and the rain and the wind, and that made it, I think, really challenging with those winds and swirls and gusts to throw the ball. And for those two guys to, both those quarterbacks, to make some key throws. You're right, most of the time the defenses were winning the battle. But the two deep throws to Vernon Davis by Alex Smith to get Frisco going, and then Eli Manning, he looked like Houdini on about a half dozen plays. You know, when he should have been sacked, miracle finding his checkdowns or finding guys. It was just really clutch, impressive play.
Right. No, it really was. And he did. He made some miraculous throws. We've seen that from him before. And it strikes me that this postseason, and, of course, especially this Super Bowl, is going to set up an opportunity for Eli Manning he's out from under the shadow. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Going back to the Super Bowl achieves that. But really establishing his own true identity, not as Peyton's little brother anymore, with the opportunity to win a ball game here. I mean, this is a good matchup for this Giants team.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. I concur 100% with that. Eli Manning, I think, is one of the most road playoff games of any NFL quarterback ever. I mean, it's just in key games, big games. This game for him, I don't think he's needed. People are saying he needs to do this. Yeah, he would like to do this, but I think Eli Manning is proving he is an elite quarterback no matter what happens in this game coming up. But he has played so clutch in so many big games, and he's really a leader of this team. I mean, there is no way the New York Giants are anywhere close to the run they've had in the playoffs if it wasn't for great quarterback play and clutchness from Eli Manning.
Of course, we're talking with Bernie Kosar. We're down here in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl. The practices going on this week, and Bernie will be joining us tomorrow and for a good chunk of the week, actually. We're going to watch some practices together. Bernie, the fact that the North and South All-Star, College All-Star teams are being led by the Washington Redskins and the Minnesota Vikings coaching staffs, what does that say to you in terms of the types of things that, as you know of those teams, and you know Mike Shanahan in particular running that Washington team, how much does that give a good gauge to the 30 representatives of these 30 other teams that are watching these players and watching how they go through drills this week?
Well, I would personally think and fight anybody, verbally at least, that it's a huge advantage, especially what Mike Shanahan's done in Washington, where he's been making lots of trades, trading back and acquiring lots of picks in that third to seventh round range. And I bet you by working with all these guys and practicing with him and his staff against all these guys, he will find guys that they like, that he feels will fit into their system in that third, fourth, fifth, sixth round. And really, those are the things that expedite the development of your team. When you could hit on a few of those picks in those mid to late rounds, and again, with the Vikings with the third pick in the draft, with the Redskins with the sixth pick in the draft, yeah, everyone's going to focus on that first pick. But boy, they also have some high picks in other rounds. And when you're in here for a week straight, in the meetings, in the film room, having basically 18 hours a day to interview your whole team and then practice against the other team, I really think it's a big help.
Well, Bernie, great stuff. Looking forward to seeing you when you get down here. Travel safe, my friend, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. See you tomorrow.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. He'll be with us in Mobile, Alabama. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.